AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, formerly of Cultivating the Lovely, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And ladies, today is such a jam-packed episode. I was so excited to have on my chiropractor. I've been trying to get her on for a while, but this conversation ended up having so much more to it than I even anticipated. I felt like I could have talked to her all day long. Her knowledge base is so vast, and she has so much wisdom and information for helping us to live better in our bodies and take care of our bodies better. And from so many different facets, it's not just the structural standpoint that she comes at things from. She's got an overall holistic viewpoint that I absolutely love, and it was just so much fun to get to dive in with her, and I can't wait for you guys to listen to this conversation. I would love your feedback about it, so be sure to let me know what you think by getting a hold of me on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa or finding me in Patreon at patreon.com/livewelltogether. Okay, and you guys, if you're not in Patreon yet, what are you even doing? We are having so much fun over there. We've got such a great community of ladies, and we are spending the month of May really planning and prepping for our summer. You guys, we will leave no stone unturned. We are doing all of the planning to really get our bearings before school is out and everything kind of hits. Whether you are a stay-at-home mom or a working mom or a work-at-home mom, there's always things, there's this shift when it comes to summer. And so what we are doing is laying the groundwork, figuring out what our days can generally look like, actually planning for things that allow us to be more spontaneous, like having your snack bag and having your lake bag and having all the different things all organized and prepped. It is so much fun. I'm just gonna say it because I love planning and I love prepping. And if it feels a little overwhelming to you, then come join us in Patreon and I will walk you step by step through the process to be able to go into your summer and just be able to take a deep breath and enjoy it. It's going to be a great time, and we would love to have you over there with us. So come over to patreon.com/livewelltogether. If you come in at the $5 and Peggy level, it's just $5 a month, and you get access to all of our live videos that we are doing every week that talk about a lot of this. Now, if you want one of the other levels, then we go into Trello board templates and a lot more involvement, and we also have our mini casts and all that kind of thing that you can benefit from if you join one of those higher levels. But even for just $5 a month, that's like nothing. You can get into the community, be in those daily discussions, and help get your bearings before summer hits. So join us at patreon.com/livewelltogether. I would love to see you there and get to know you better. Okay, but for now, let's get on with this week's episode with Dr. Michelle Snyder. Welcome, Dr. Michelle.
Hi, Mackenzie. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited to have you on. I mentioned, I think a couple of months ago on the show, because we ended up having like a debacle where it was like, oh no, it's not going to work out. We had to push it out. But I had mentioned on the show I was going to have on my chiropractor. And I had so many people reach out to me and be like, we can't wait for that episode. We're so interested. So it's been long awaited.
Don't make me nervous.
Oh no. No, I think it'll be really good. And I think people are just so curious because I think a lot of people like I've heard of chiropractic care, but it's been a part of my life, like all my life, because I grew up with scoliosis and that sort of thing. But I forget that, maybe not everybody is as familiar with it as I am. And so I'm just looking forward to kind of being able to dive into that today and even learn some things from you, because I know there are so many different styles and all of that. So would you like to, just to get us rolling, introduce yourself and tell a little bit about your practice and that sort of thing?
Sure. I'd be happy to. Well, my name's Dr. Michelle Snyder, and I'm a local Spokane chiropractor, and I call myself a holistic chiropractor. Mm-hmm. And that might seem, I don't know, a little weird. I guess the opposite would be traditional, where they just adjust the spine, and that's fine. There's totally a need for that. But I dive a little deeper, and I go into more the wellness aspect, I would say, is where we get into the six or five interferences to subluxation. So let's maybe first talk about subluxation. It's kind of a big word.
Yeah.
If we break that down, sub means less than, and then luxation means dislocate. Okay. So like your shoulder would dislocate. Your spine cannot dislocate, so it moves less than that. So that means subluxation, less than a dislocation. And what happens when the spine moves, the spine vertebrae will move, put pressure on the spinal cord, the nerves, and then the disc, which is that pad or pillow, mostly water, in between the bone. Mm-hmm. When that happens, it actually cuts the function of that nerve by 60%.
Wow.
And that's a lot. And we don't notice it because it's actually a weight of a dime. 10 millimeters of mercury.
Wow.
And, you know, you just think about that. It's going to my heart, lungs, eyes, kidneys, tissues, you know, whatever. My body's only functioning at 40%.
Mm-hmm.
So all chiropractors work on subluxation, that misalignment in the spine, and there's many, many ways to adjust the spine. I typically will not do a twist and pop type, a manual technique. I use repetitive force instruments that work with the curve. It's gentle. I can use it on newborns all the way through seniors, post-surgeries, that kind of thing. But digging deeper into that subluxation, looking at, okay, but what's causing that? It breaks down into, it can be emotional.
Mm-hmm.
The example I give, you know, say patient comes in, my shoulder hurts, my shoulder hurts, my shoulder hurts. We check their shoulder, doesn't need adjusted. We'll send them to an orthopedist, doesn't need surgery. What are we missing? There's actually, well, there are about seven techniques I do for emotional work, and maybe it's an emotion causing the pain. So we look at that. I say my husband, Dr. Jim, is the orthopedist of the two of us. So he is more just working with the adjusting part of the spine. So it's, mm-hmm. I get to do all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
All the wellness stuff. So we also look at toxins. It's like a car. If you never change the oil, you know, it's just not going to work right. So getting those toxins out of the body, we do that a couple ways. I have detox foot baths in the office, so that your feet are in a pan of water, a positive negative charge goes into the body and pulls out all the toxins through your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have some people ask, can I put my hands in there? And I'm like, well, you can, but you're not going to get as many toxins out because your body's smart enough to get it away from our organs. We have gravity, mm-hmm. right? Goes to our
yeah.
feet. And we have big pores in our feet, so it's easy to pull out. The other way I check for toxins is homeopathic heavy metals. So I'm going to get the heavy metals out of our spine or tissues or cells. So that's emotional, that's toxins. We look at electrical pollution, which is everything, you know, in my office is plugged in.
Yeah.
For, you know, fluorescent lighting, and we're all running around on cell phones, and electrical pollution affects us. You know, we're electrical. Our hearts are, you know, kind of like little batteries that run down.
Yeah.
So we have things that we wear on our bodies. It's called a multipolar magnet. It's not just north and south. It's north, south, north, south, north, south throughout that. So that helps reflect the EMF coming at us constantly. We have little neutralizers that go on the cell phone. We have little USBs you plug into your car now because they're all computer.
Yeah.
And that also the house, right? We're all, well,
yeah.
Most people are home and on computer all day long. And so just ways to protect the body from the electrical pollution. Now we have G5 coming out. So
yeah,
just, you know, protection that way.
Yeah.
So the other interference is allergies. And the allergy is a hypersensitive nervous system, something you may or may not know. It's not that you're going to break out in hives. It's more of a sensitivity. You come in contact with something your nervous system doesn't like, and we desensitize to those allergies. We do that through using cold laser. I should probably talk about cold laser a little bit. That actually falls up under structure if we're going to put it in a category. Cold means healing, and, you know, hot lasers, right? You know, hair removal, surgery, burning lasers. So it's just cold meaning healing, gets down to a cellular level and upregulates at a cellular level that mitochondria and ATP of each cell. So, you know, whatever we're lasering, it just makes it function better.
Yeah.
Any leaky bladders, fungus, colicky babies, you know, back pain, you name it, we're going to laser it, make it function better.
I've been so amazed when I've come into you and just like really been struggling with something and you put that laser on and like you think at first, okay, let's just be honest. You're like, okay, what is this light? Like, is this really going to do anything?
Right, exactly. Because you can't feel it.
Yeah. And then you do it and then you're like, oh my gosh, I can like move again. I remember specifically during my pregnancy with my almost 12-year-old and coming into you and just like hardly even being able to walk, like my hips just dying. And you followed me around the office with that laser, just like as I was walking around and I would leave like, I'm functional again. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And like you said, it seems hokey. You see these red, you know, lights, these bars on you. You can't feel it. You're like, eh, what's it, you know, what's it really doing? But it does. It gets down to the cells and then upregulates that function. So just speeds the healing process.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
I know. It's so cool. Like I said, I get to do all the fun stuff.
I mean, I had been to, like I said, I've been to chiropractors since I was young because I've had scoliosis all my life. And, you know, so I'd been to a lot of different types of chiropractors. And I was specifically referred to you when I was pregnant with my almost 12-year-old because I was just in so much pain. And I had heard that you had a lot of specialties in wellness and everything. And actually, I think it was actually before that. If I think about it, I think I met you at a women's event that you did that was like a health and beauty and wellness event.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so I think that's how I turned like on to you. But then specifically, I remember really coming to you in his pregnancy because I was in so much pain and I knew that you knew the Webster method.
Yes.
And man, it was a game changer to have consistent appointments with you. It's the only way I survived that pregnancy.
Right, right. So yeah, like you said, that's my other specialty is pediatrics. Went through the diplomate program and got all the way up. Don't have those extra initials after my name just because I didn't want to do the dissertation, tell you the truth. I don't like to get up in front of people and talk. So I can do this because, you know, I can't see the people. But it's a lot of fun. So pregnancy all the way through and breech babies, right? That's what Webster is about.
Yeah.
Not that I turn breech babies.
No.
I'm just, you know, aligning the hips, allowing baby to move is really the bottom line, which is really cool. If we can, you know, save mamas from cesareans and they want to have that natural birth. And it's just exciting to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then chiropractic, you know, with pregnancy in general, it cuts down labor by 60%. So,
wow,
you know, mamas are all for that.
Yeah.
Less pain, the better.
Yeah. Well, now that you say that, that's so interesting because he was my kid who went the farthest over. I mean, my pregnancies all went over significantly, but he was 15 days, you know, overdue. But right. 4-hour labor. And he was the one that I had the most chiropractic care for.
Right.
So it was like, oh, well, when he decided to come, he came. But interesting that you say that, because I'm like, oh yeah, that was the pregnancy that I had the most consistent chiropractic care during.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah. Just aligning that spine, letting baby come out naturally.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He was the only child that when I was actually in labor, I remember standing up and like feeling him drop, like could actually feel that transition. Like it was pretty incredible. I think I was probably the most able to really be in tune with what was happening in that labor over any of my other labors. So it's interesting.
You will never forget that feeling, I bet.
Oh, no.
Good or bad, I'm not sure, but you won't forget it.
And I'm really happy I don't ever have to have it again.
You're right. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, I am so excited to be talking to you again this week about Feelings Spinner. You guys, this is actually making a really big difference to our days. We're using it almost every day at dinner time. My kids are actually asking for it. We've even done it with friends as well, and it's been super fun. But it's just been so enlightening to see how deep the conversations can go just by using this simple little toy. So what the heck is a feeling spinner? Well, it's a toy that helps children talk about their feelings with their caretakers. And honestly, even the adults around here are using it. And it's pretty awesome. It was created by a mom who wanted a simple way to check in with her boys' emotions at bedtime. She would have her boys flick the spinner, and whatever word it landed on, she would ask them, "When did you feel that feeling today?" It became a great conversation starter, and sometimes the moments were quick and lighthearted. Other times they were longer and more serious, which is exactly what we have experienced around here. Now this mom is selling feeling spinners at www.feelingsspinner.com to help other parents connect deeper with their kids. Because I think we can all relate, a lot of times when you ask your kid, "How was your day?" you only get a "fine," or "okay," or "not bad" as the answer, and nothing more. Kids aren't always ready to talk about their feelings, and sometimes they just don't know where to start. But with using this toy, it makes it simple and non-intimidating. A toy is something kids can understand, and parents can enter these important conversations on a child's turf. Using a feeling spinner as part of a daily routine communicates to a child that it's good and normal to experience a range of feelings every day, even the uncomfortable ones. So if you want to get this simple little toy that can revolutionize the way you are communicating with your kids about what is happening in their hearts and minds, then I really encourage you to go to feelingsspinner.com, and you can use the code LIVEWELL for 20% off. So again, that's feelingsspinner.com. Use the code LIVEWELL for 20% off. We are loving it, and I think you will too. I was so appreciative during the pregnancy to have the chiropractic care, but then I have really liked your practice because, as you've been talking about, it isn't just one-sided. It has all the different facets. When I come into you and I'm saying, like, I am having headaches, you're not going to just talk about, okay, this is what's happening with your alignment. It's all of the different things. And I think that is so important in the way that I really have learned to view health, I think, especially over the last few years as I came out of a really difficult situation and realizing, like, my emotions affect my health, my stress level affects my health, and the reverse as well. Like, everything functions together. And so going to a wellness practitioner who understands that and sees the full gamut of everything, I think, makes a really big difference.
Right. So we all have stress, right? It's mm-hmm. just how is our body going to handle it, and which facet is not handling it. So lots of tools in the toolbox, I say.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so helpful when you can go into somebody and have them address it from all the different places. It just gives you that different sort of mindset to be able to think like, oh, okay, I can address it from these other ways as well. And that's really important.
Yes. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Putting all the pieces to the health puzzle together.
Yeah. So I want to back up for a minute. Yeah. So I am interested how you even became interested in pursuing this for your life.
Yes. So it was actually a career change for me. I was the one in high school, like, I am done. I will go 2 more years. That's it. You know, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Tired of this, you know, 8 years later, then, and you're never stop learning now. But yeah. So my first degree is ophthalmic technology.
Okay.
Which is eyeglasses. Mm-hmm. So I learned how to make them, how to dispense them, sell them. So I'd worked in a Pearle Vision Center.
Okay.
And that, I mean, I love it. That was good. But the next step up was management. And I was like, oh, you know, I don't know. I really want to do that. But yeah. The doctor, right, the OD, he's just back in that room all day. I could probably do that.
Yeah. <know? laughs> Yeah.
So I looked into being an optometrist, and it's a lot of physics and math, and I am more chemistry oriented. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, well, that's really not for me.
Yeah.
So my chiropractor actually said, oh, why don't you become a chiropractor? And I never thought of it. Hmm. Even though I had been going, like you, it's been my whole life. My first adjustment when I was 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed it actually from birth, because I was the colicky baby. Apparently, mm-hmm. it was, you know, put her in the car, put her in the closet. She
yeah.
was screaming, Was it? Yep. Oh my yep. gosh. So that actually more led me to the pediatric side of it. I was like, if, you know, we can just tell these parents, you know, you fed them, you changed them, and they're that high pitched scream, you know, that's I'm in pain.
Yeah.
And right from birth, where they're, you know, pulling on our necks because it's the only thing coming out, the head and neck.
Yeah.
Shoulder's still the widest part. You have to turn, you know, them to get them out.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to that subluxation or misalignment of the very first bone in the spine called the atlas. So,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, from there, I said, well, let's look into it. You know, I had to work. I was taking one class, you know, at a time. I was like, this is going to take forever.
Yeah.
And so I looked into a college called Park College in Kansas City, Missouri, where I could get, and it's specifically for pre-chiropractic and veterinarians, 8 classes in 4 months. So
oh, wow.
It was all your ologies, like your biology or, you know, histology, there's anatomy, biochemistry, 8 classes, 4 months. And just, so I said, let's wow. let, do it. I could take all of those and then get right into chiropractic school. So,
wow.
At that time, a long time ago, they didn't require a 4-year degree to get into chiropractic, just equivalent. So now they do require that mm-hmm. bachelor's. But that's where I met my husband in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
So he's from Pennsylvania and I'm from Nebraska, and we meet taking these prereqs.
Wow.
And yeah. This, it went from there, but,
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, how fun that you guys have been on the journey together of your careers, really right from the start.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Day one, though, I have to tell you, it was that love at first sight, but both in our heads, we went, oh crap.
That's funny.
Yes. We had both just gotten out of relationships, and at that point, we were just going to be there for those 4 months.
He was planning to go. Focus.
Yes, we can't be messing around with that. And he's going to a whole different chiropractic school. And then, of course, you know, that lasted about a month, and we ended up going to the same chiropractic school. So,
oh, that's funny. Yeah, I love all that.
Those 4 years. Oh my goodness, long time ago.
Wow, I love that. That is so great.
Mm.
So, but like you were saying, he has different specialties than you did.
Yes.
So as you were getting into it, just like, how did that all develop for you that you realized, like, I want more of like the holistic viewpoint on all of it?
Right. Which was actually a little more post-grad.
Okay.
Well, a little bit, all of it, I guess. So all that pediatric training was postgraduate.
Okay.
That was about a 3-year program. And then another chiropractor friend said, I think you need to get into nutrition and come to this seminar. And I went to the seminar, was totally confused. it was a muscle testing seminar, which I had not seen or heard of or anything like that. or AK, like applied kinesiology, which I totally do in my office now for years and years and years. But so when that seminar was confusing to me, another chiropractor said, well, you should try a Brimhall seminar. So Dr. John Brimhall is the one who put kind of all these interferences together that we were talking about, the allergies, the toxins, emotions, electrical pollution, nutrition. And I went to that seminar and I was hooked. I was like, oh my gosh, all this stuff, you know, it was weird stuff to me. You know, I was like, you said, the laser was weird and the detox was bad. What is going on here? We're sitting in a hotel room, you know, with our feet in water and it's changing color. And so that was really cool. Jim, my husband, was actually at an orthopedic seminar. We were in Portland, and on break, I went and got him and said, you got to come and see this and do the detox foot bath and all this stuff. So then I went on and got certified with Dr. Brimhall for all of the wellness. Mm-hmm. And that evolved into with Dr. Dunn now with methylation, which is taking the nutrition aspect to a whole different level down to down to your cells, actually, with genes and your genetic makeup.
Yeah, that's really interesting because I have just been turned on to methylated vitamins in the past couple of years because my mom and my brother found out that they had the MTHFR gene mutation. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so it's probably fairly likely that I have it as well. Right. And so like learning that you really have to be mindful of the kinds of supplements that you're taking and that sort of thing so your body can even access them. Would you talk about kind of that for a minute, a little bit more about the methylation?
Yeah. So for years, probably the first 10 years then after I got all turned on to the nutrition and muscle response testing, so there has to be a way that, because it's so individual, of does this vitamin work for you? Mm-hmm. You know, so that's kind of what muscle testing does. It's energy based, meaning, you know, if everything's energy, electrons, protons, neutrons, two energies come together, it's kind of like a magnet. It attracts or repels. So energy comes or nutrition comes into your energy field. Yes, I need it, or no, I don't. So back when it was before methylation, I would go through acupuncture points, every single organ of the body. Is that organ functioning or does it need a nutrient or vitamin to function better? Which was awesome. You'd turn on those organs, but now it's okay, why is that organ not functioning? Let's get to the cause. And Dr. Dunn, who is a chiropractor, she put together this whole methylation protocol, which methylation just means breaking down. So all our cycles, you probably remember the Krebs cycle, that's our energy cycle, where we get ATP for energy, and everything works in cycles. But if we have a SNP, it's called, which we're all 23 chromosomes, right? They're all not perfect. That imperfect part is called a SNP. That SNP causes us not to methylate or break down in a certain area. So depending on where that area is in your genes, it will lead you to certain disease processes, can be mental, physical. This is how things run in the family, right? How do how do I not go down that road of family members, right? With all their problems. She put together the protocol, and it takes about an hour and a half to go through, and you test for all those areas that are not methylating, and then you test which nutrition works for that person to turn it on, or in other words, have that gene function as if it were a perfect cell or perfect gene.
Interesting.
So that's a lot of fun. Yes.
Yeah. I didn't even know you did that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's been a whole nother training for, gosh, I've been doing methylation now probably 8 years out of the 29.
Okay.
So it's been around for quite a while. It keeps evolving, and she is always, you know, refining it and finding new pathways.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, let's talk about some skincare stuff, especially if you are dealing with acne or you have a teenager who is doing so. Fun fact, most home remedies and over-the-counter acne products don't work. And even worse, they can really damage your skin. I mean, it was a situation over here. My poor 15-year-old was just kind of making a mess out of his skin, trying to deal with it himself. And I was really fearful that what was happening was going to cause scarring and just really not get him the results that he was looking for. So that is when we knew we needed to go a different direction. And you know what actually does work for acne? Prescription treatments. That's why we're excited to partner with Apostrophe, one of the sponsors of this episode of Live Well Anyway. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. My son's skin looks completely different since starting on Apostrophe. Apostrophe connects you with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. You simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will create your customized treatment plan. Apostrophe treats acne and they can also help you hit other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. We have had such a wonderful experience with Apostrophe. It was super simple to get my son signed up. He didn't feel embarrassed by having to go into an office and have a doctor look over his skin in person. We just snapped a couple of selfies, got a really quick turnaround, had that prescription in the mail in just a few days, and I am shocked. It's now been a few months since he's been on Apostrophe, and his skin looks completely different, and he is pleased enough that he's actually staying on top of it without me having to even remind him because he sees how well it's working. And I have a special deal for my audience. You can save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/livewell when you use my code LiveWell. This code is only available to my listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/livewell and click begin visit. Then use my code LiveWell at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/livewell and use that code LiveWell to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And I just want to thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this episode of Live Well Anyway. So when somebody pursues that, what do you see then the difference in like how it affects all of their other chiropractic care?
Right. So, I mean, now we're getting down to the cellular level and we're going to function the best we can, right? Now being down to the cells. But if you can put all of that together, like you were saying, if you get adjusted, so the nervous system's functioning, we're down to a cellular level, getting it to function. Now we're expressing the best we can be, you know, handling all, you know, the emotional health and putting it all together. That's like when your car is going to run at tip top shape, right?
Yeah.
Get all the maintenance, it's ready to go.
Wow. So the emotional part of it, you've mentioned this a couple of times and I totally understand how it affects my health. I am wondering from a chiropractic standpoint, like what tools do you have to address the emotional side of things?
So again, that muscle testing, I'll go through different vials called flower remedies, which all represent emotions. Whenever you test a week for, we know that's what you're working on. We'll tap acupuncture points. So we get to the nervous system a couple ways through the eyes. So your optic nerve goes right to the brain. We can upregulate the nervous system. So we'll work wearing flashing lights. We figure out which one's your non-dominant eye and upregulate the brain that way. You probably have seen those funky color glasses in my office that all the kids want to play with. So those are the chakra colors, but those work organs and emotions at the same time.
Interesting.
So you put that on, the optic nerve goes right to the brain. We tap. So the other way we work through the nervous system through the ears. So you hear me read what that color stands for and what organ. The other is tuning forks. Ears hearing and ears balanced. So we work with a muscle testing out of a book, feelings buried alive never die.
Oh.
And worked through it that way. Yes. And some tapping. So some people might be familiar with EFT, your emotional freedom technique. I'll tell you the truth. I can't remember how many points you have to tap with that. I'm thinking 8 or so. See, you can't remember. There's too many.
Yeah.
So Dr. Brimhall broke it down into just 2.
Okay.
So we'll do some tapping, and we work with people. That works great for anxiety, panic attacks, things like that. So yeah, just working through the emotions that way. A lot of muscle testing and tapping and acupuncture points and laser and.
Interesting. Yeah. That's yeah. I mean, like, I've known that you do like more than just adjustments, but I had no idea just how holistic your practice is.
How detailed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like how much there is to access there. That's really pretty incredible.
Right. And that's really probably the hard part. Cause you know, it's just my husband and I, the two of us, and
yeah.
You can't get the word out per se, you know, it's better now that, I mean, you know, we've been in practice almost, it'll be 30 years next year. It's unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah.
And married, wow. 30 years.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. So it's, you know, now you have social media and, you know, these podcasts, things like that. But back in the day was, you know, it's just patience.
Yeah.
Your mouth. And I mean, it still is. That's our best way to get the word out there. But we call ourselves the little best secret because you're right. I mean, a lot of people don't know everything we do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because when you hear chiropractor, like, you know, that amount of it, and I've known you do other things as well, but to just be like really hearing you dive into all of it, it's just so much, the breadth of it is so much bigger. And I think that I'm like, okay, so here's a question. If you had somebody come into your office and they were like, okay, I want you to design a plan for me out of everything that you offer. Like, what would be your ideal if you were just like, oh, I can get my hands on somebody and do everything that I want to get them in shape?
Easy.
Yeah. Like, how would that process work for you? What would you do? What would be the game plan?
Right. So the first visit, and they're typically coming in because of ache pain or and more for, you know, traditional chiropractic. Mm-hmm. So we, and of course, chiropractor, I'm going to look at the spine, the nervous system, that structure portion first. We're going to do that exam, that structure exam, and, you know, and treat them that day, help them get out of pain.
Mm-hmm.
I'll also break down like what we talked about, the nervous system and the wellness and the 6 interferences and then mm-hmm. that's when the light bulb kind of, you know, will go on and they'll say, oh, okay, I want, yeah, like you said, I want to do all of that.
Yeah.
So then we'll set up a time, start with the methylation, because that takes an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually goes through food sensitivities and goes through hormone balancing and everything.
Oh, interesting.
So that will get the biggest piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I should say, you can do a spit test through Ancestry.
Oh.
And if patients, some do, some don't. I'm a person, I want to see things, you know, broken down. I want to see it on paper. I want to see it color-coded.
Sure.
Not everybody does. And that's fine. You get the same result either way. But if they do choose to do that and we get their raw data, it's called back to looking for those SNPs or their chromosomes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a computer program that we put their raw data into, and then it prints out where they're not methylating and what that means, and is color coded, and did I get a gene from each parent or not? And that makes it a little worse, and
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. So from there, then we would go through that wellness testing. So, you know, checking the emotions and checking for toxins and electrical pollution. And then we have all our information, right? We can decide what we're going to do from there. But it's so individual. Everybody's unique that's what makes it fun, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not the same cookie cutter for everybody.
Yeah. It's a different puzzle for all the different people that you see. So when you are creating that sort of plan, then does it include like meal plan kinds of things, or are you recommending certain vitamins, or like, what does that kind of, you've figured out all the information, then kind of how do you walk them through from there?
Right. So, back on that structure exam, spine nervous system, we have a computer test also. I have all these techie things, which is unbelievable because I am not techie, as you notice with the finger going out. But if it works, I can do it. If it doesn't, I can't troubleshoot.
Yeah.
But that computer gives me 90% of what's going on with the nervous system. So it shows me nerve to organs and nerve to muscles and muscle pulling. And again, it's color-coded. So that lets me know kind of structure-wise, what are we looking at? How long is that going to take due to their trauma history? I mean, it all comes into play. How long have they been under chiropractic?
Mm-hmm.
So we get that piece of the puzzle. Then we'll go through the methylation. And the methylation, I am building, if you will, a personal multivitamin. So they're going to have their nutrition that they need.
Interesting.
From there. So we have the structure, we have their methylation going, we might be working, you know, some emotional work and some things they're going to do at home. That's kind of the steps and how the package comes together of what all they would need.
That's really interesting. So when you say you build them a vitamin, like, how does that work?
Yeah, it's like, take it. So you have several bottles. In other words, you have to picture several bottles that they would be needing to turn on their genes, their methylation. We call it their protocol. So this is your protocol. So it doesn't look like anybody else's. It's uniquely genetic for you. But it is, you just have to visualize several vitamin bottles, if you will.
I mean, I have been taking supplements for years and all that sort of thing. And you can take tests online and try to kind of figure it out. But until you get down to that sort of a level, you're not going to like truly know what exactly you need.
Exactly. Yes.
That's really interesting. And so do you see then, as people have been on this protocol for a while, does it change? Do they need to do it again later and see like, oh, your body needs different things now? Or is that kind of like, it's based on your genetic makeup, and so that's kind of what you're always going to need?
Right. It is down to genetic makeup. So it is kind of what always you're going to need. There is.
Okay.
So the very last step on the methylation is I do check how long are you going to be on this protocol till I have to recheck you. So in this several months, you know, it will need tweaking, if you will. So what that means, there might be something that's a temporary, like maybe a liver needs to detox or something like that, that would come out of your protocol once it's done. But then the amount, or, you know, how many I'm taking per day will change. So we're always checking, you know, 2 to 4 months, somewhere in there. Always tweaking it. The body's always changing and adapting. Yeah. And but you're right, it is down to the genes, you know. So
That's interesting. All right, you guys, let's get serious for a second and talk about mental health. I don't know if you know it, but May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And as we are nearing the end of this really crazy school year, I think it's important for all of us to kind of take a step back, gather ourselves together, and think about whether or not maybe some outside help, a third-party perspective, could really be helpful in getting us centered again. For me personally, I have been in and out of counseling when I have needed it over about the last 4 years, and it makes such a difference when I can tell things are just a little off to go in and get that reset and help me to just feel like I can get on top of life again. And if you want that same kind of help, if you just feel like, you know what, I could really use some other eyes on this situation, then BetterHelp is a fantastic way to go. If there is anything interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will help you assess your needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is actual professional counseling done securely online, which gives you so much flexibility. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas, and the service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor, and you'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to try to figure out going in a waiting room, dealing with masks, and all of that hubbub. You can just do it right from the comfort of your own home. BetterHelp is also committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you ever need to. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. You can visit their website and read their testimonials of people's lives who are daily being impacted by BetterHelp, like this one about Sarah Irwin. It says, Sarah is wonderful. She listens to you and asks thoughtful questions. She allows you to vent if needed and otherwise lets you voice your opinions. She's accommodating for short-term needs as well and has been a great help. So visit BetterHelp.com/livewell, that's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Live Well Anyway listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/livewell. Again, go to BetterHelp.com/livewell to start living a better life today. So if somebody is wanting to do more chiropractic care and like get into more of this holistic sort of thing, like what are things that you just kind of recommend across the board that can be the most supportive to the care that you're getting? Like, do you recommend people are doing yoga or drinking more water, or like, you know, what can people be doing you know, supporting that?
Right. So the things, you know, that obviously you can't get at our office would be more sleep, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I might be able to check their pillow to see if it's working for them, or, you know, that kind of thing. But
interesting.
It's sleep. Like you said, we have to have physical exercise, which doesn't mean, you know, I'm going to go do P90X, you know, or some heavy thing, but walking, you know, just get out and walk. We got to move. We have to drink water. And when I, you know, tell people it's half our body weight in ounces. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. I mean, if we're talking, you know, of a patient about it and they say, you know what, I get maybe one glass a day. We're not going to go from one glass to 100 ounces, right?
It's
baby steps. So, okay, try to get two. And then the next week, try to get three. And so it's all those things, you know, what are you doing for stress level and, how you handling that, and you know, all the things you can do outside the office, you know, stretching and like you said, yoga's good, and go get a massage, and you know, mm-hmm. it's just kind of all working together.
Yeah, I think that's so important to be able to know, well, okay, I'm going to pursue this stuff, but then how do I need to be supporting that and continuing to work through it? And those are things that everybody just needs to be thinking about. So you did mention the radiation piece, or like the electrical part of it, which I've always thought is really interesting. And I've seen that magnet that you wear, and I've seen in the last couple of years a lot more products that, you know, people are putting in their home. I don't know if you've heard of like Soma Vedic, I think is what it's called. Like different stuff that you can get in your house to help with all of these electrical impulses that we are constantly being surrounded by. And I think that is just, you know, increasing, obviously, like you were saying, 5G and that sort of thing. What basic advice can you give to people for protecting themselves and being aware of like, oh, this is even an issue?
Right. Without me testing them, you mean to see?
Well, I think a lot of people just don't even really think about it because it's not a force that you can see. And it's affecting your body, but we're not even realizing that that is a component that can be influencing how we're feeling. Right. And so would you just speak to that and just kind of like some basic things that people can be doing? I know you mentioned a couple of products, like how do people find how to protect themselves better?
That's a good question, but I would Google probably. Just Google that. How do I protect myself from EMF? A lot of the products that I have at the office come from Altera, which is right in Post Falls. They make
They make
the products right there, which is cool. And they make the stickers that go on the cell phone that neutralize 60% of the radiation going to the brain.
Wow.
Those ones that we talked about that go, that's a USB into the car, into the house, protects 5,000 square feet.
Okay.
The multipolar magnets, you just stop by the office, they're $20. You know, you just keep it in a pocket on you all day long. So,
yeah. And that just kind of like helps to put a bubble around you.
Exactly. It just kind of reflects that EMF coming at you. So helps with energy, right? If we're if it's running us down, our little battery's down, it helps reflect that. And
so that's one of the effects that you would see it from it. Is it like energy. It's actually draining our energy?
Right.
Interesting.
I was going to say I had a patient who's actually their power though came from the pole, hooks to the house right at their bedroom.
Oh, wow.
They were getting hot when they sleep. And just put them, you know, start easy, right? The $20 thing.
Yeah,
Put it under your pillow and, you know, see if that helps. And it totally did. They could tell they weren't getting hot. And yeah, so it affects everybody differently. A lot of people, I say a lot, some are more sensitive to and can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of us, we're just oblivious, you know.
Yeah.
You can't see it. You can't feel it, you know. Yeah. Who knows?
I think that's one of those things that we've got to start being a little bit more aware of because, like you said, we are surrounded and it's only increasing. And there's those things like I would have never thought like, oh, this is draining part of my energy. Like it's affecting my body. Now, do you have like, is it sort of similar to grounding? Do you have experience with grounding or anything like that?
What do you mean by grounding?
Like getting out. I've heard more about this in the past couple of years, but like putting your feet on real earth, that helps to kind of like ground you and your electrical impulses in your body.
You know, I don't know much about that. It makes sense. I would have to see what's the thought process behind that.
Yeah. Well, if you do, I would love to hear more.
Yes, exactly.
I'm obviously curious about it. I think that's so interesting and it's important that we pay attention to. And yeah, I mean, I feel like I could talk to you for the next hour, like, okay, what about this little thing? And what about that little thing? There's just like, there's so much to it, but I mean, I think it just comes down to more of us having a more of awareness about our bodies and that it isn't just about like, we'll get your spine in line and everything's going to be hunky dory. Like there's so much more to our health than that.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we got another piece of equipment since you've been in. Which, you know, seems odd, maybe a chiropractor looking at the feet. So this machine you step on, it scans your foot and it's going to say, you know, how high is your arch or no arch or does the feet roll in or what's it doing to my knees? But it makes sense. I know I've fit people with custom orthotics for, you know, almost 30 years, but because I'm looking at that, how is that affecting your hips and your shoulders and your spine and all of that? But, you know, old school way was we had you step into a foam box. So now we're scanning the feet with technology, which is really cool. And then it sends you a report and you can see what it's doing to your spine and the knees and everything.
Oh, I'm sure that would have a huge effect on everything. Yeah.
Most of us have a true short leg, you know, so I actually measure that off an x-ray. And if you have a short leg, you'll need a lift in addition to that orthotic. But again, that puts it into, okay, if I can adjust you and then you go walking around on that short leg, you're not going to hold your adjustment. As long as, you know, we get everything balanced from the feet up and I adjust you and you're walking around balanced, I'm not going to see it as often for that. So,
Well, and okay, this is obviously like personally driven, but people with scoliosis, how do you see that affecting their chiropractic care or their ability to keep an adjustment and that sort of thing?
Right. So as you know, we've talked about this. Scoliosis, I want to know why. Why is it there? So reasons are, one could be that short leg, and when nobody's ever truly measured it from an x-ray. Could be you were born with half a vertebrae, and the spinal cord and spine twists around that, you never want to move that. That's normal for you. Because you were born with it, right?
Yeah.
It could, you know, it could be just the sacrum, which is where the tailbone attaches, that the your spine sits on. If it's crooked or misaligned, kind of like building a house with a crooked foundation, the roof's going to be off. Then it's, you know, just an adjustment to that area. But yeah, I'm always looking at why and then go from there, get to the cause.
And so, have you seen scoliosis be able to improve?
Depending on severity, right? When it's to those degrees of, you know, with probably 30 degrees and we're at Shriners and you know, that whole scenario, because there is an idiopathic scoliosis. We just don't know that why. You know, for some reason in the genes, it's just going to be that way. So you can't, to answer your question, you can't fix them all. I, you know, I sure want to try, and I want to find out why that is, before we.
Do you, and this is obviously another one of those, like, well, this is specifically centered, but do you see people who have like MTHFR gene mutations be more likely to have scoliosis?
Have not seen that connection. No.
Okay.
So as we're going through the different genes, there are specific disease processes that follow that genetic pathway. And again, it could be mental. Throughout all of that, I have not seen that connection. It's more, scoliosis comes in more with the vitamin D receptor. It's called your VDR gene.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's more in that category, not the MTHFR.
Okay. Yeah, it was interesting because both my brother had it pretty severely and my mom has very severe scoliosis, and then I have scoliosis as well. And so it's always, but my brother also had spina bifida and, you know, like a lot of other things, you know, that tied in with everything. But it's just always interesting to ask the questions and see like, well, what could be linked to other things? And
I would look more in that BDR gene category.
Okay. Well, like I said, I could keep asking questions here forever. But I would love to shift gears towards the end of our interview and ask what a typical day looks like for you.
Ooh, there probably isn't a typical. Yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah.
So it's being the husband-wife team, I'll just kind of break that down. Dr. Jim will see the LNI patients, the auto accidents. He does a lot of second opinion work for other doctors. And so anything that requires a report, you know, I'm not going to do that. I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
So he'll be, you know, doing his work. I could be, mine's a mix, which is fine. So, you know, I love that. It can be, oh, I have a methylation patient and then I'm seeing a breech baby and, you know, mama has a breech baby and then I'm seeing a newborn and, you know, and just women who want a women doc to get adjusted. And so mine is a little more scheduled where like you go to our website and say, oh, walk in, and you totally can if you don't care which doc you get.
Yeah.
But I'm a little more, because like I said, that methylation takes an hour and a half.
Sure.
You know, I'm a little more scheduled, but it is a variety throughout the day. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's nice to have it not just be like the same thing in and out.
The same thing over and over. Yes, exactly.
Always a new puzzle.
Right. Yeah. That's the fun part.
Okay. This has been so much fun. And now we're going to just like wrap up the interview with just some really fun this or that kinds of questions that have nothing to do with chiropractic.
With chiropractic. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. Do you prefer candles or essential oil diffusers?
Ooh, I do both.
Okay. Cloth napkins or paper?
Cloth.
All right. City or country?
Ooh, I'm probably 50-50 on that. You know, you like the things in the city, but we have a lake place and that's kind of our country, you know, just to go R&R, no internet, no anything.
for sure have that break from all of it.
Exactly.
Okay, paper or digital?
Paper.
Yeah, I kind of thought that might be the case.
Can you tell? Even yeah. though I have the techie stuff, I yes. like paper.
Yeah. And it's not going to let off any radiation. No EMS.
Right.
When
you were getting there you paper. Go. Yeah. It doesn't go down. I can yes. sharpen my pencil.
Yeah. I have a feeling based on that, I'm going to know the answer to the next question. But shopping, would you rather do it online or in the store?
In the store.
Yeah. Shocker.
I know exactly. Yeah. Although I do online as well, but
yes. Yeah. I think we've all been forced to. Over
oh
the last
my gosh.
Year.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, it's the time that you're making dinner and you need a mental break. Are you more likely to listen to a podcast or music?
Music.
And what kind of music would you listen to?
Oh, I'm an 80s, showing my age here, but
I love it.
But a little bit of rock and roll country, a little bit of 80s, and a little bit of Christian music.
Okay.
Yeah.
And chocolate, do you prefer milk or dark?
Dark.
Of course, right? People who come on and say milk, I just get confused.
Yes. It's like, have you even tried dark?
Yes. Good dark? Like, oh. Exactly. Okay. Sports or no sports?
No sports.
Okay. And this, like, I know you're not a big techie person. I don't even know if you're on social media, but if you were and you were to, would you rather like be the person who's putting out the content, like broadcasting it, or would you rather be the person who's watching and consuming it?
Consuming, I guess, but I don't.
If I'm
on Facebook, it's Facebook Marketplace. That's all. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. And to tell you the truth, we have all of that, but we have to pay somebody to do that.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. That's funny.
I can't do it.
Yeah. Okay. What is your favorite movie?
Oh. Gosh, I don't think I have a favorite.
It's a hard question.
That's really hard. Yeah, we kind of like the funny slapstick comedy.
Okay.
But a good action's good too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It can be. It just depends on your mood.
It does.
Yeah. Okay. If you were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum, where do you know what I'm talking about? Like natural. Like how natural you natural you are across the board.
Gotcha.
Food, like, all the things. And I've never been able to ask this of a chiropractor, so I think this is gonna be a really fun question. But if you were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum where 0 is totally not crunchy and 10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire with your legs unshaven and dreadlocks in your hair, where are you on the spectrum?
I would have to say 8.
Okay.
Which I never even thought I'd be that high, but as you can see, getting into all the different areas of wellness would probably push me up there.
Yeah.
You know, some people are going to think that's weird, which I did, in the beginning.
Yeah.
I thought that was totally weird.
I know. I was the same way, especially like when I was having my babies. And so I was getting a lot more into that world and thinking about all the things. And then you just start doing it and you forget that it's not normal.
Right, and exactly.
Like, well, I'm just like a 5 on the crunchiness spectrum. But then you tell people what you do and they're like, you're nuts.
No,
maybe I'm higher than I thought. Yeah. Well, this has been so much fun and so informative. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. And thank you for making it just seem like we're just talking at the office. That's awesome.
Good. I'm so glad you feel that way. And hopefully I'll be actually talking to you in your office soon
as well. Yes. Sounds good. Yes.
Okay. Thanks,
Mackenzie. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, ladies, that's it for this week's episode of Live Well Anyway. If you want access to the show notes for this episode, you can swipe up in whatever app you are listening to the show on, or you can go to mackenziekappa.com and click on podcast. And also, if you are local and you would like to get a hold of Dr. Michelle, go see her for an appointment, we have got all of her information listed there so you can find her really easily and be able to get in and see her. I just absolutely love her. I think she does a fabulous job, and I know that she can make a huge difference in your life too. I want to take one quick second to thank all of you who leave ratings and reviews in iTunes. It makes a huge difference for getting the word on the show out there to people. If you haven't done that yet, it's super simple to be able to do that, and just leaving a quick rating and review really helps to boost the show. Thank you also to all of you who use our Amazon link to do any of your purchasing on Amazon. You can just go to mackenziekappa.com/Amazon, and it gives me a little kickback, but doesn't cost you a cent more. And also for those of you who shop our sponsors, it makes a really big difference for keeping the lights on around the podcast. So thank you to all of you who support the show in so many ways. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. And I would love if you stopped by Instagram and gave me a little DM at mackenziekappa, and we could strike up a chat about what you are loving about the podcast. All right, ladies, until next week, when we are going to be starting some of our discussions on summer, go be bold and gracious.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.